Welcome. You're listening to Employability powered by Serco.
Well, good afternoon. This is Manuel Ugas with Serco Inc. of Texas, regional director. I'm very pleased to have this afternoon with me the executive director of Workforce Solutions for South Texas, Mr. Rogelio Treviño, as our guest. Mr. Treviño, welcome.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
I know. Good afternoon as well. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. As a leader in workforce industry, I've been able to have a great opportunity to meet with you as well as see how you have worked with the state of Texas in improving the workforce development effort. And in that, as we were looking to create and initiate our podcast messages, as we want to encourage and promote workforce development, we very much we're looking forward to this opportunity of being with you as a leader in workforce development. So thank you again. Now, I'm looking at your LinkedIn information, and the reason I like to pull up LinkedIn as an option is because it gives you a summary, but it also helps see the vast resources and networks that you have. And I'm very impressed with your background. And for those that have a need to get a hold of you after this podcast, I think they can reference the LinkedIn account for your Rogelio Treviño and really see the network and resources you have at your page. But I do want to make sure we take full advantage of the time we have with you. And so I want to get some of that background that you have in workforce development, how it's played a role with your passion in serving the community, and not only in Laredo, Texas, but as well as throughout the state and the country. Do you mind sharing that with us a bit?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, my background with workforce actually started about 34 years ago, back in 1984, right out of college. I earned a Bachelor's of Business Administration degree from Laredo State University here in Laredo. Not knowing exactly what I was going to do, I was looking to get into something to do with business or management. I was fortunate to run across an organization called the South Texas Private Industry Council back in that time. And they had some temporary job openings. And my plan was to continue my education, work on a master's degree. So I saw the positions that were available, which were to assist youth in our community to find summer employment to help them get some type of, some salary and some skills during the summertime. And yet it was temporary. So I figured that would be good because then I would be able to continue my education while working at this type of a job. So I did apply for it, and then I was fortunate to be selected as a temporary job interviewer back in the summer. Well, actually, it was January of 1984, and was brought on board and immediately saw the advantages of these programs, these workforce development programs that we were serving, approximately 1,500 youth between the ages of 14 to 21. And they were low income, people that had below poverty level. And some of these students had not had much exposure to the work world and had not had opportunities to see what was out there and how to prepare themselves for the future. And it was just such an exciting opportunity for me to sit with these families, talk to them while doing intake and seeing if they were eligible for our programs. But I got to find out a lot about the community as a whole, because I was talking to our families and I was talking to the youth and seeing the potential there. And I was just excited, that with this program, because I really did not have a lot of background on it. Right. And I love that summer opportunity where I was able to see how many youth we were able to help and bring into these programs and then actually expose them to job training programs. We worked a lot with our local school districts, and it was just an opportunity for me that once I did it, I said, this is something that I feel is going to really, be great for me and give me the opportunity to give back to my community. So I kind of stuck around, and they had some openings. They had some openings there for other opportunities, and I moved up from the summer youth interviewer program, and I applied for another temporary job, which back then was a 123 program coordinator. And those were some funds that had been offered to help adults that had not completed high school. And so the focus on this was to help them obtain education, to get a GED or obtain literacy skills. And that's when we were just bringing in technology. Back in those times, there was not a lot of use of technology. So as I was coordinating this program, I was able to work in the community and set up some educational sites using the old Apple computers that are now obsolete. But back then, it was just such a, you know, huge thing to use this technology to actually help train adults and help them get educated. So, things that built a passion in me after I saw the opportunities there.
Right. And I can hear from your voice on the, you know, when being introduced to this and seeing how it's impacting the youth and then their parents as well, I can just see how that has grown over the years. And I'm referencing the number of years you've been in the industry. I'm just taking a quick snapshot, but it looks like you've been in there 20 plus years and working in the workforce background community, and taking that from the youth until now where you're working with other sectors of partnerships with the schools. I know in previous conversations, you've had a very strong initiative in getting in those schools and talking to them early on, so that way they can see what their future holds and using technology, as you've indicated. So really glad you're sharing this message about your background, because I think it's going to lead into what we're going to be talking to here about, is that what does the future workforce look like in terms of opportunities, you know, enrolling in some training that may be more adaptable to the marketplace now, or also just, you know, the forecast of the industries that will be growing in the next 5 to 10 years, because, you know, with the introduction of technology, with the introduction of the global marketplace, how do you adapt that community or a community to take full advantage of what's available to them? You mind sharing a little bit about what you see in the terms of resource, in the space of resources and opportunity?
Sure, most definitely. You know, it's been phenomenal. As I mentioned, when we got started with the 123 program, we were using those old Apple computers, and just the introduction of that type of technology back then. I remember, you know, the response from our community, and even when we started using technology in our own offices, it was difficult for our staff to adapt from going from the old paper and pencil type stuff to getting everything done now electronically. The changes over these last few years have just been phenomenal. You know, the pace where technology continues to better itself, and you know, the systems that are being used is just now just growing so rapidly. You know, as you're learning certain technologies, new ones are already out there. And as we do analysis of our labor markets, and, you know, primarily what we do is the analysis of our South Texas region. We do analyze, you know, the region that we're responsible for, but we also adapt it to the entire state of Texas, and then you put given the opportunities across the country. But yes, everything we've seen, you know, over the last few years has been related to technology. As we've talked to our local businesses, when we're doing our strategic plans, when we're analyzing where should we be looking to conduct training, where should we be looking to invest our training dollars to ensure that our youth, that our labor force is prepared to meet the needs of our businesses, not just now, but within the near future and then into the long term. And then we get feedback. We do focus groups, and we talk to employers and businesses, and we ask them, what do they anticipate? What are their current needs and what may be their future needs? And every one of the industries we've seen, you know, in Laredo, our largest industry, our fastest growing industry, which has been our bread and butter forever, because we are a border city. We're located right on the you know, U.S.-Mexico border, the NAFTA system has brought in just so much as far as transportation of goods and services. That's been our largest industry. So, but even in that industry, we see the tremendous change of the use of technology there. And so all of the industries we use, transportation, our trucking industry is huge. And all that we're hearing from employers in that area is also they have to bring in the use of technology. The individuals that are moving the goods and services using the 18 wheelers, driving the trucks, and all of that is being changed to using computers now. Nothing is being done manually anymore. Of course, our healthcare industry, we see so much growth, so much opportunity as our population grows in age. We see more need for healthcare. But again, in even that industry, the use of computers and technology is just growing so fast that we see, fortunately, our school districts, from what I see, are implementing, as rapidly as they can, the use of technology. They're bringing in the notebooks and they're allowing students to use their iPads and computers. And I think we're bringing the youth up to speed. I think it's the middle age, the individuals that kind of working in the years prior to the implementation of all this technology, it's those are the individuals where we're working to kind of train them and prepare them to use these new skills.
Yeah, and speaking of training and the new markets, I know you've been a leader in the discussion in South Texas, and particularly about apprenticeships and how that is going to open doors of opportunities for many that may have not been so aware about the opportunities that apprenticeships can lead to in the career path. I know that you had spoken at one time at a large forum about the heavy investment of resources and efforts in bringing together the community to discuss the value of apprenticeship. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that and what you're leading the effort on?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Apprenticeships have been used in other parts of the country, other parts of the world for many, many years. It's just not something that had been used much here in this part of the country, primarily, South Texas really is not an area where apprenticeships had been used as a training model. But, during the last administration, we did see a large push for the use of apprenticeships. And then now our current administration, our current president, has also made a huge push for the use of training of individuals using the apprenticeship model. And we're really excited about having that opportunity. We've been working closely with the Texas Workforce Commission, who applied for some funding through the Department of Labor to implement some model programs introduce the apprenticeship program, the apprenticeship model. And we've been very fortunate to have applied for some of that funding, and we did receive, there were only originally four boards in Texas that were awarded a grant to implement apprenticeship programs, and South Texas was one of the four to receive that. So we are now rolling out the model, and we've had several community meetings where we've brought in businesses. We are going to focus primarily in our biggest industry, which is trade and transportation, and we're seeing the opportunity there to bring in businesses to look at the model and see the benefits of it. Because one of the big things about apprenticeships is that it's a lot of hands-on training. The individual is actually doing a lot of the training on-site, learning directly with an instructor. And the other part of the day, the individual is working in the classroom, but working off of a curriculum that was developed in partnership with the business and the community college to ensure that the skills that are being taught in the classroom are directly related to the needs of that employer. So it's just, like I say, it's a model that's been used for many years, but just not in this part of the country. But we've received, very good responses from many of our industries, many of our employers, and we're getting ready to roll it out within the next couple of months.
Wonderful. Well, and I think that just goes back to reflecting back on your background that I'm looking at from the LinkedIn information, and the connections you have and being able to bridge those partnerships together to make this conversation happen and move the ball forward. Because a lot of times that is half the challenge, is how do you get the conversation and the teamwork and that sense of no one needs to get the main credit, but the collective effort is the credit. And I know you've done a great job in making that happen. So congratulations to you and making that work for your community. You know, obviously trying to make things happen also presents the opportunity for some challenges along the way. What have you noticed to be your biggest challenge or areas that you believe we need to be thinking about that will be a game changer in our business?
Sure. Well, you know, thank you first for mentioning that. As far as the development of partnerships, one of the things of being a workforce board is that you are in a position within your community to actually bring in resources from all over the community. And you can work as a liaison. And that's really what we do. We're a liaison between our training providers, our educational institutions, and our businesses. And we work directly with our local businesses. We look at businesses that are already here. We're looking at businesses that are coming to our area. And we are always asking what their needs are. What are they looking for in a workforce? What should we be doing to prepare this workforce? And then we come back and we transfer that information to our local educational institutions, to our training providers. And that's how we help prepare the workforce, is that we work as a kind of a mediator between business and education and help them get together. Now, you're right, there are challenges, and we've always, you know, we know that we face certain challenges in being able to get that workforce prepared to have the skills, to have the education, everything that's needed to meet the needs of our businesses. Being a border city, you know, that is something that we do see, is that a portion of our population does have what we call limited English proficiency. Now, we know that some of our workforce, you know, has come to our country to look for work, and you know, they're here legally, they're looking for work, and we're trying to help them find employment. But some of them have not been able to master the English language, and some of them may not already have a high school diploma or an equivalency to a high school diploma. And those are some of the drawbacks that we've seen working along the border. And this is not unique to just Laredo and South Texas. This is something that we share in common with all the border cities, you know, from El Paso down to Brownsville. And we formed an alliance that, the border boards all working together have tried to develop initiatives to help to increase the English proficiency of our workforce and to help increase the educational levels of our workforce. And that's, again, we do it by working very closely with our school districts, with our community colleges, and all of our educational institutions. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, brought this up, as I mentioned, as a board, we do a lot of strategic analysis. We try and identify where the needs are, where we see the projections as far as the growth and opportunities. So we've made, during our strategic planning, we make it very clear that we have a young, growing workforce. We do have the numbers as far as having people available to go into work. We just need to, you know, work a little harder to ensure that we get them to the skill levels, to the English levels that employers are requesting. So we've been working very closely with the Workforce Commission. The Workforce Commission, you know, through their insight also over the last several years, making requests, legislative requests, were able to shift the funding that goes for adult education and literacy. You know, in the past was being run by another state agency, now has been shifted to the Texas Workforce Commission. Right. So the funding that is used for literacy and adult education is actually being funneled directly to the Texas Workforce Commission, which in turn funnels it down to the workforce board areas. And I think that was an insight that we had been requesting for some time. It really makes a lot of sense, because we're dealing with these individuals who are already in the workforce. So the ones that are coming into the workforce in the next, you know, very near future. And so we need to work on their literacy skills. We need to get them aligned to meet the needs of businesses. The thing is that many of these individuals are, you know, already over, you know, let's say 20, 21, 22 years old or older. They need to work. So what we're doing is we're developing models that not only teach the GED and the ESL, where they sit in the classroom for years to be able to obtain a high school diploma, but we're aligning those programs with occupational skills. So at the same time, they're learning the language, but let's say they want to be a nurse or they want to be a truck driver, they're learning the language of the industry. So they'll be able to communicate, they'll be able to read their manuals, they'll be able to understand the terminology of the industry that they want to work in. And they'll be able to master the language, but at the same time learning the skills. So those are some of the initiatives that we're creating, working together with our community college and our school districts to be able to meet the needs of our local labor force.
You know, it's great to hear all that. It really lends to the overall improvement of a community and bringing the learn and earn opportunity that your organization and yourself are heading. You know, I want to thank you again for your time. I know we could continue this conversation quite lengthy just because of the topic and the nature of what it impacts in terms of workforce development. But I do encourage that we have an opportunity in the future again to perhaps have a follow-up to this podcast where we can go further into some of the details that would really help our audience identify some best practices that you obviously are working on. And so, again, I thank you for your time and your leadership. I know Texas is very much benefiting from your vision and your efforts as the Executive Director of Workforce Solutions for South Texas. So I want to tell you, you know, I hope you have a great 2018, because I do know that there's a lot of things in store for helping the communities across Texas, and particularly South Texas, for developing our next leaders in business as well as in the workforce. So again, thank you for your time, Mr. Trevino.
Sure, Mr. Ugas. Thank you so much. Again, I truly appreciate this opportunity to be able to talk about a subject that is, you know, as you mentioned, it is my passion. When I got into this industry, I didn't know really what it was going to do, but I live it. I love it. And anything that we can do to help our communities, to help our state, to you know, be prepared for the jobs of the future, you know, I'm all about that, and I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and best to you.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Employability Powered by Serco. If you've enjoyed the episode, don't forget to download our app available for free in Google Play and the Mac App Store, where you can listen to previous episodes and get notification of new ones as they're released. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.